All right, instant reaction podcast here late on a Wednesday night. We are, as always, presented by Carl Chevrolet, your dealer for life. Carl Chevrolet presenting the instant reaction podcast here throughout the Iowa State basketball season. 96-73. An absolute dog of a game tonight for Steve Prohme and the Iowa State Cyclones. Here's the deal, too, and this is by far the most frustrating part of tonight's ball game. The Clones shot 50% from the field. They were 8 of 16 from 3. They assisted the ball okay, 17 assists on 30 field goals. They did turn it over 10 times, which is too much, and that's frustrating, but man, guard somebody. An absolute dog effort on defense tonight. Man, that's one of the worst defensive efforts I've seen from Iowa State in a long, long time. TCU goes 38 of 63 from the field. That's 61.3%. Horned Frogs are 12 of 25 from three-point range. Jalen Fisher didn't even play tonight for TCU. I mean, you got to be kidding me. The Robinson kid from TCU had 17 assists, set a school record. That's the game, man. Like, if you shoot 50% on the road, like Iowa State did tonight, you should be in the game, right? You should be in the game with a very realistic chance to win a game. If you shoot 50% on the road. 61.3% tonight for TCU. You never have a chance. Because even when Iowa State would go on a run, I mean, we saw it, I don't know, two or three times during the game. You saw the Cyclones chip away and do some fun things offensively. Couldn't get a stop. I mean, 96 points. For crying out loud. It was bad all the way around. I think part of the defensive woes came in the first half when Lindell Wigginton got into some early foul trouble. He picked up his second personal quite early in the half. Excuse me, I'm yawning. It's late. Late for an old man like me. And that game kind of put me to sleep, to be honest with you. Wigginton goes out. They got a little bit out of whack. And they had to play some, I don't know, the perimeter defense was bad. The interior defense was bad. I thought that Lard played okay, I guess, if I had to come up with somebody who I thought played all right tonight for the Cyclones. Cam had 16 and 9. He had 3 blocks. So he was doing some things that I liked. And then, you know, realistically, too, all of the guys really were in pseudo foul trouble early, so I think they got a little bit gun shy. But man, there was a break halfway through that first half. I've never seen Steve Prohme that mad. I've never seen it. I mean, he was spitting fire at those guys, and I have a feeling I can predict how Steve is going to react to this game in the media, to his team. He's not going to accept that effort. I think Steve's the type who, you know, he can accept not making shots and stuff like that. But, you know, I quote this a lot, and I wouldn't encourage kids to read it because there's some pretty R-rated stuff in it. But go back and read Dennis Rodman's book from like 20 years ago or whatever it was. I'm not kidding. Hear me out here. It's called Bad As I Want to Be. And there were parts of that book that just really stood out to me throughout my entire life. The parts about rebounding and the parts about defense. So Rodman knew at a very young age. Rodman's pretty eccentric. He's crazy, right? But he's actually very smart. And Rodman knew at a very young age that he didn't have the skills to make it in basketball. So at a young age, he said, I am going to, while everybody else is trying to score, I am going to put all of my energy on rebounding and playing defense. And if I'm elite at both of those, then I will make it to the NBA. There's chapters about this. It's fascinating. And I feel like a lot of people can do this in just any day life with whatever they do. I've kind of tried to mold my life after that mentality. And that's just that's troublesome for me with an effort like tonight. You're coming off of your first Big 12 win. One of the other team's best players is out. You should come out like your hair is on fire. Iowa State certainly did not. And without going back and looking at it again, I'm not sure what Prohm could have done schematically different tonight. I do give TCU some credit. They hit, you can play poor defense and have another team be okay. TCU was phenomenal tonight, so I give them all the credit in the world. But you've got to make it. You've got to challenge some of those shots. Lazy on closeouts. Everybody who played, this wasn't – I don't think anybody was good defensively tonight for Iowa State. Maybe Lard, but still – TCU was absolutely, fantastic even on the interior. There wasn't an aspect where Iowa State shined tonight. Yeah, what a heck of an instant reaction podcast that was. Jeez. 96-73. Iowa State is now in sole possession of last place in the Big 12. Texas Tech will come to town on Saturday for a 1 o'clock tip. The Red Raiders. The eighth-ranked Red Raiders lost tonight to Texas. So they will be coming off of a loss invading Hilton Coliseum on Saturday. That's all I got for you guys. I got no more analysis for that. That was a poor effort tonight. And you want to paint a positive picture. Hopefully the guys learn from it and come back and pick up a big win on Saturday. Carl Chevrolet presents the Instant Reaction Podcast. I'm out.